Hey brother, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. When we're talking to a guy in a relationship crisis, he's heard, I'm not in love with you anymore, or I want a divorce, or I need space, I just don't know what I want. Everything that he's been working on for the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years even, is up in the air. This vision that we had of the relationship and the family and everything that we've been working together to create is now up in the air, and I don't know what's going to happen next. And so in comes the fear and the need to control things and the need to understand and the desire to fix whatever's going wrong. And it can keep us spiraling, it can keep us stuck in negative thoughts, which is keeping us in a negative emotional state. And so we're always trying to try and grasp onto what we had or what we think we had and what we want to change. And the more we try, the worse things seem to get. We'll be coaching guys and saying, actually, right now, what you need to do is nothing or is do a lot less. Right now, the most important thing you can do is to stop trying. And that sounds ridiculous when we're talking about my relationship, you know, my marriage. This is the thing, the biggest commitment that I've ever made to anything in my life. And it's struggling and it feels like it might be on its way out. And I need to be able to fix it. Guys would rather that we give them a 50-page blueprint document to follow, extremely complicated steps, rather than saying, right now, you need to do nothing or stop, take a step back. That's what really needs to happen in this kind of situation. The story that I want to tell you today is one of the guys I'm coaching was struggling with the relationship and the tense, walking on eggshells in the house, and the energy was down. And he said, I decided I need to take some time for me. I need to go and relax and just get out of that situation and breathe, reconnect with me for a little bit. And so he said, I've decided to go to this park that I've been meaning to go to for years. It's a beautiful park. I've not been there, but it's not that far away. And right at the last minute when he was about to go out, he decided to ask one of his daughters to come along with him. And so they both went to this park that he hadn't been to for ages, and they ended up having a really good time, really enjoying spending some time together and hanging out, seeing something beautiful, relaxing and taking time. And she ended up saying to him, this is the best day ever. Dad, this is the best day ever. Multiple times she said, this is the best day ever. What really struck me about that story was taking a little bit of time for himself, choosing to invite somebody along that he wanted to spend some time with, relaxing, rather than focusing on needing to fix something, taking some time doing something that he wanted to do, and moving away from the stress and into something more positive, created an opportunity for the best day ever. That memory is going to be with him forever. Not only that, but they're making plans to go back again. This is now going to be something that may end up being a regular thing. Maybe they go and see some different parks, something that blossoms into a memory or multiple memories. The story really just reminded me that you're one thought away from completely flipping around whatever's going on for you. And you're in charge of that. You're totally in charge of that. You can make those decisions. You can take an action, and at any point that can move things forward for you. Now, most of the time we're focusing on changing what's going on with our partner and where they are, but that's outside your control. What you need to focus on is, how can I relax? How can I bring the best version of me into this environment? Going and taking some time, doing something fun, connecting with the kids, you know, connecting with your environment. Those are all excellent things to be able to allow you to feel better in yourself, which then brings that energy back into the relationship when you return. And that can make an amazing amount of difference. It allows everybody else around you to relax. And when everybody else around you is relaxed because you're relaxed, then people can start to move towards you, whether that means they just offer a cup of coffee, or maybe that means that they open up and talk about something that's going on for them in that day. Whatever it is, it means that there's much more likely chances of having some kind of connection. And once you have an opportunity for connection, then you can build on that. That's what I wanted to tell you today. I hope you enjoyed it.